that completes our public hearings. We have a bit of other business to transact here, and our first item of other business is Hunter's Walk MRRPC Final Site Plan Phase 2, Kings Highway.
I apologize for just getting the site plans to you. I was off for most of last week.
Well, I think we'll make out one way or another.
I struggled to get the notes to you.
Actually, I have to tell you, Mr. Abbott, I think the way that the notes were distributed is an excellent way to do it. Subject to what the other commissioners think, but I don't object to receiving them by email rather than by hard copy. It suits me fine.
I agree.
So you can save some trees and some time and maybe make your life a little bit easier.
I can't sell my trees now. Don't save the trees.
Use
paper.
This is a final site plan for a 144-unit RPC. Commission granted a revised preliminary approval March 14th of this year. You amended two of the conditions of approval. That was the sidewalks on both sides of the street and the requirement for the pool house and the tennis courts. You granted preliminary approval with the stipulation that the final had to come back. They show all the sidewalks connecting and even the one that goes out to the commercial piece that's off of Kings Highway. And I've received all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Concerning, and I know it's the other parcel, but is this sidewalk going to continue to the Kings Highway, or is it going to stop at the commercial spot?
I believe it stops at the commercial spot because you couldn't put a stipulation on the commercial piece requiring sidewalks. And then in your motion was that it went to the commercial piece.
Is your question at like more of a physical one than a legal one, sort of like? Is it
mine's a safety issue? You know, yeah. Are we gonna have this sidewalk suddenly stop, and then people that might want to walk to the bank across the road, or some of the other commercial buildings that are across the road? Are we just pouring concrete that's of no use in terms of an overall safety issue?
Someone might want to participate.
Here's somebody that might know something about it.
I hope he does.
Ben Gordy with Ocean Atlantic Management, representing the applicant. The phase one site plan, which is that commercial parcel, does have a sidewalk that connects to Kings Highway.
It does?
Yeah, so this will continue all the way to Kings Highway.
Okay. It's
shown on the approved phase one plan.
So now you're on record?
Yes.
Okay. And I'll notice.
As long as Mr. Fuquay's not driving, it'll be okay.
That's right. That's true.
Perhaps. I mean, sidewalks can be jumped too.
Yeah.
But it does appear to me that did we address it? I'm looking at the, I guess this is the south side, building D. Did we talk about having something that's connecting with those, was the recycling center?
I'm trying to remember.
Because I thought we had a discussion about that as well, that piece.
No, there was no, just sidewalk and the crossing. Oh, you mean to run the sidewalk down to the dumpster location?
Yes.
Goes to that striped area, but it doesn't go to that one. Can't remember. I think I thought we asked for it. We just had a little sketch and we colored it.
I thought we did too.
You can ask if they would object to extending that sidewalk. Similar to what they did on the south side of building B. They just went to the striped area.
Wow.
This one goes to the striped area. I think it might be right, Mike, because this one goes to the striped area, this one goes to the striped area. This one just stops, missed it by about 70 feet or so.
Mr. Gordon, if you want to approach, I'll show you what I'm referencing, which is, I thought we discussed having a sidewalk that would extend to this dumpster as well. Because as we know, even though sidewalk does go down to this dumpster, we know people are going to take the path of least distance. So we're talking about another stretch of 70 feet, maybe?
Plus or minus. Do the dumpster site.
Yeah, we're talking.
Similar to what you did on building E, which is just to the left of that.
See, building E came to here, and that's what I'm seeking is that.
I thought we picked up all the comments, but maybe we didn't. My question on that is, we would have to go back and get a revised Sussex County engineering approval before final approval could be granted? Or would it be a kind of condition?
That's it. We can do it as just an amended condition. As far as if you approve it, that sidewalk be extended to the dumpster closer to building number, whatever that is. How's that?
So we could approve this as a final site plan with the stipulation that the sidewalk be extended from building D to the dumpsters.
Yeah, we can do that.
To the east.
Why not?
And they just bring in a revised plan and you guys
bring in a revised plan?
Yeah.
So we would have to go, I guess that would probably delay us another 45, 60 days.
No.
We're going to do it right here.
Okay. So I didn't know if you need us to get revised Sussex County engineering approval.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, you can go take it back to them just to show that we amended that sidewalk provision. That's all.
I think what you were doing is just the motion would be to approve it as a final, subject to staff approval of just the revised final showing that sidewalk extension
from where existing location.
So that way you just bring it in and get it done.
Okay.
And you're not going through this whole process all over again or upstairs or anything.
That might be quicker than my deferring or taking no action. Mr. Chairman, concerning Hunter Walk's MRRPC final site plan of phase two, my motion is for approval as the final, subject to the staff receiving verification that the sidewalk has been extended from building D to the dumpsters, which are to the east, northeast.
Okay.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve Hunter Walk MRRPC final site plan phase two on Kings Highway as a final, subject to the stipulation stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.